going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I'm pretty sure you're starting to see this term float around in these social media streets. Now, what term am I talking about? The soft girl / soft girl error term. Gentlemen, this right here proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that men are winning. Why? Well, let's go back to one of our favorite quotes from War Games. The only winning move is not to play. Particularly the dating and relationship game here in America. Now, the Passport Brothers, men just walking away from all of it. The Red Pill men, let's just go ahead and put this all under one nice umbrella called the Awakened Man. Yes, the truly awakened men have decided whatever path was best for them, they took that path, and that path led them right off the plantation. Or in my case, being a guide to get more men off the plantation. However, even Ray Charles can see what's going on with this particular quote unquote new mindset that women are trying to adopt. It's nothing more than a reskinning and a reattempt to try to do what? Show men that women can have quote unquote conditional femininity. Now, when it comes to black women, the soft black girl era, oh no, 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 no. See, a keen man already sees how bad they shot themselves in the foot in the title alone. Soft girl era. The key word being era. What is an era? A time period. So, any man who was dumb enough to fall for a woman who says she's in her quote unquote soft girl era, you deserve what you get. Because the name itself lets you know what the intention truly is. I'm going to play nice until I can snag a pet wallet. Then guess what? I'm going to go back to the bitch that I used to be. Remember, gents, no laws have changed. So therefore, anything like this is nothing more than an act. A honey trap. Period. Point blank. Sorry for the long monologue. However, I'm going to get to the article, which was published by Evie Magazine, which happens to be a very gynocentric man-bashing publication. But this article right here, gentlemen, oh, you're going to enjoy it. Desperation on display, especially when you look at the timing of articles like this. Now, this particular article was published on the 6th of June. Quote unquote, we'll be having a soft girl summer instead of a feral girl summer. Translation, hot girl summer got canceled due to the economic downturn. Forget gross, nasty, feral girl summer. Here's how you can have a soft girl summer this year. This year, once again, very interesting choice of words. So instead of not showering for days and eating Cheetos at 3 a.m., that is absolutely reprehensible hygiene, we at Evie are going to be embracing a soft girl summer, and we encourage you to join us. Soft Girl is an ecstatic popularized on TikTok that fully embraces all things feminine and girly. Boy, these women have their work cut out for them, especially after 60-something years of telling men, oh, we don't need you. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. We're going to be strong, independent. We're going to take on masculine roles, blah, 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 blah. Once again, as a lot of us here in the Red Pill spaces have pointed out, now that times have gotten tough, what are women going into? Survival mode. This is nothing more than a trap, at best. The look leans heavily on pastel shades and feminine silhouettes. But that doesn't mean it's about being fully dressed up all the time. Soft girl looks can be super dressy or very casual. So, if you're into having a summer all about embracing your feminine side, then bring on the pastel skirts, flowers, and hearts. You know the ironic part about all of this? I'm starting to see a lot of women make their best attempt at this, and some of them are failing spectacularly. Oh, it is a serious clown show out here nowadays with the women who are trying to embrace this soft girl look. Quote unquote, the soft girl is a very feminine aesthetic. So it's no surprise that to dress like one, you'll have to have a selection of pretty dresses with feminine details like puff sleeves. Set up a beautiful picnic for you and your friends, and you'll have the soft girl vibe down pat. The soft girl aesthetic doesn't mean you should always have to wear pink, but whether you're wearing a casual look or dressing up, you'll want your outfit to be made of neutrals and light shades that will give you much more of a feminine look. Oh my God, this is absolutely hilarious. You can even do a more athleisure inspired look and still have the soft girl aesthetic. Just keep the golden rule of feminine colors in mind, all the way down to your sneakers. The two holy grails of the soft girl aesthetic, pastels and knits, meet in one outfit. Whether you go for a cute sweater vest or crew neck, focus on pastel colors. Bonus points for a cutesy pattern. And of course, be sure to pair it with a cute skirt to complete the look. Oh, gentlemen. This is actually true. Why? Because I'm starting to notice a lot more tennis skirts being worn. Yeah, gentlemen. Yeah. They've dropped this into the female hive mind. And yes, like a bunch of bees, they're definitely imitating this. The white tennis skirt is an absolute essential for having a soft girl summer. Whether you're styling it with a sweater or a blouse, it will pair with pretty much anything you own and is a key piece of the soft girl aesthetic. Closing thoughts. We're all embracing our femininity, and a soft girl summer will help you do just that. Once again, gentlemen, this is nothing more than a trap. The pet wallets have left the plantation. So, naturally, women have gone into survival mode. Oh, look at me. I'm one of these soft girls. Look at me. I have that traditional woman look. Once again, the laws have not changed. Now, when it comes to black women trying to adopt the quote unquote soft black girl era look, they have proven, especially on TikTok, that they can't even hold the facade for more than 3 minutes. Why? Because that aggressive attitude will always come out, no matter what. So for the black women trying to embrace this whole soft girl, summer aesthetic look, your attitude is going to give you away. Period. Point blank. But for the non-black women who are embracing this look, once again, too little, far too late. Men over the last decade or so have been asking women, hey, don't be so manly. Look like a girl. Look soft. Look feminine. But no. What was the typical answer? We're strong, we're independent, blah, 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 blah. So what did men finally decide to do? Well, we're getting the hell off this plantation. We're getting the hell out of Dodge. So now, every tactic that they're trying to implement is to do what? Bring more men back to the plantation. However, it's not going to happen. I am enjoying this clown show. I'm truly enjoying this shit. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Hell, read more articles about this whole soft girl era trend. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the economic power for a lot of you has gone out. Feminism has gone out right along with it, especially with this attempt to try to look like little girls. And I don't mean little girls in that sense. I mean younger women. This whole attempt to embrace the soft girl look, when you look at the history of soft girls, yeah, it's something meant for teenagers. Guess what? More and more men, we see the trap, we see the hooks, we see the snares behind it. So no, the overwhelming majority of men are not going to fall for this. Like I said, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder can see what this truly is. Well, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.